Okay, so B'siyata D'Shmaya this morning, starting off Hilchos Muktzah, what we're going to do is introduce the most important Gemaras that relate to Hilchos Muktzah, and really see that the Gemaras take us into very, very different places, and to see, to define how Muktzah was structured. And when I say structure, I'm not talking about yet what we're going to get to in the Beis Yosef, and that is the different categories of the Gzeiros and Muktzah. But how we see the Gemara presenting different situations of Muktzah creates many problems, and I think it's quite important because people flip around the term Muktzah in very, very different ways, and to be able to understand, before we get to the halachos at all, to understand how the dinim are structured in the Gemaras themselves, I think are extremely important. Okay. Now, most of us are familiar with the term. First of all, what does the word muktzah mean? Muktzah was actually a noun. Muktzah was a place in which people used to set aside items. So clearly, muktzah refers to something that's set aside. We're most familiar, starting from the Mishnaic material, that the Mishnah in Beitza on the Beis Amid Aleph speaks about a Beitza Shenolda B'Yomtov, and the Gemara on Beis on the Beis in Maseches Beitza tells us that we learn this from the Pasuk in Sefer Shemois Ve'achinu Es Asher Yaviu, that the halacha is that both for Shabbos and Yomtov, that things need, that the Beitza at times is going to be Aser because it had not been prepared before Shabbos. So that fits in very nicely with the idea of Muktzah, that let's say you have something that was not part of human life, had been set aside, put away. Like the Gemara gives an example of, you have grogros vitzimukim, you have raisins and so on that are muktzah, that are set aside somewhere else. So too, if you have something that didn't exist at all, the beitza that didn't exist at all, so then you didn't prepare it before Shabbos, v'chinu es asher yaviu. So that's one Gemara. Now, strikingly, the Gemara in Pesachim on Mem Zayin Amud Beis says something that would be very hard for us to imagine if we were simply learning straight Simin Shin Ches with the Beis Yosef. The Gemara in Pesachim on Mem Zayin Amud Beis says Muktzah is Doraisa. Muktzah is Doraisa. So that's a question. What does that mean, Muktzah is Doraisa? The Rambam, if one takes a look in Hilchos, what we refer to as Hilchos Muktzah, he begins in Perek of Gimel, toward the end of the Perek. The Rambam says, Asru Chachamim Metaltel. Chachamim said it's Asur to be Metaltel. Yet, the Gemara says, has an opinion that says, from the Echinu Es Asher Yaviu, it's not just an Asmachta. It's a Din Doraisa, Muktzah Doraisa. Okay. There's another Gemara. The Gemara on, and the most important Gemara, which almost all of Simin Shin Ches revolves around, is the Gemara on Kuf Chav Gimel on the base. This Gemara is kedai for us to see inside. We're going to constantly be coming back to that. And we're going to do the Gemara out of order. The Gemara quotes Rabbi Chanina, seven lines from the bottom, Bibei Nechemya ben Chakilya Nishnas Mishnezu. During the time of Nechemya, we learned the following Mishnah was taught. What does that mean? So now you have to go to the top of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbana b'Rishayna Yoyim Mishleisha Kelim Nitalim B'Shabbos. Originally, they only allowed us to be metaltel three kelim on Shabbos. Mikzoa shel devela, that which was used to cut fruits. And then the Gemara gives us different examples. I'm intentionally not discussing the examples now because I don't want to get involved in the details. We're going to have months where we're going to be getting involved in details. Now let's just look at the structure, okay? So we have in the times of Nechemya, we learned this Mishnah. What does it mean? So the Gemara spells out that during the times of Nechemya, we know from reading Ksuvim, that during the times of Nechemya, Klal Yisrael had become weak in their Shmiras HaMitzvos, and Nechemya told them, you know, on Shabbos, you can't use this. In order to make sure that they weren't going to be in the Chalal Shabbos. So there were only three Kelim that were Mutter, and then the Gemara develops what we get involved with of Klisha Malachta L'Issa L'Tzarach Kufa L'Tzarach M'Komo Chazru V'Yitiram, that they were more Megal. So this is an extremely important Gemara. What exactly was Chazru V'Yitiram? What exactly is klisha melachta lisa tzar gufa tzar kumkomo? All of these things, mirtz Hashem, in the coming months, we're going to discuss. That's another Gemara. Now, this Gemara, how does that fit back into the other Gemaras? This Gemara says that started with Nechemya, and chazru v'tiru v'chazru v'tiru. The other Gemara Pesachim says that muktzah is d'oraisa. Okay, we have lots of different Gemaras saying, at first glance, saying a lot of different things. V'yoser means that. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, again, on Lamed Amud Beis, a beautiful, beautiful Gemara in Agadah, where the Gemara describes the death of David HaMelech. And over there, the Gemara describes that that Shlomo HaMelech, when David died on Shabbos, the beautiful description of David passing away on Shabbos, David HaMelech had a problem. Shlomo HaMelech said, Avi Meis Umuta Bechama, my father is dead. He passed away in his garden because he had slipped. He was learning Shabbos all day, but the Satan had made David HaMelech slip. And he passed away in the garden. Avi Meisimuto Bechama. So he asked them what to do. And here the Gemara famously introduces the idea of putting a kikar o tino, which we're going to discuss in Mirtz Hashem in the Halacha Lamaisa, to put it on top of the mace. So wait a second. Over here, who already was aware of Muktzah? Shlomo HaMelech was aware of Muktzah. That's before Nechemya. So where's the Gemara on Kuf Chav Gimel on the Bay saying that starting the days of Nechemya? And then we have the pasuk that the opinion of the Gemara. Now, according to most, we don't pass in this way. That Muktzah is d'oraisa. We don't pass in this way. But still, the Gemara told me about Muktzah is d'oraisa. What does it mean Muktzah is d'oraisa? Muktzah is d'oraisa is it doesn't start with Shlomo. It doesn't start with Nechemya. It starts with Moshe Mitzrayim. So these are the four Gemaras. These are the four most important Gemaras in all of Muktzah. And now I'm going to B'siyat D'Shemaya share with you three approaches from the Achronim of how to structure it. The Aruch HaShulchan, I'm going to read inside from the Aruch HaShulchan. Someone would like, we could take a minute out to take a picture from what I'm reading inside.
Also, Dan, there is no Muktzah.
What does that mean, that there is no Muktzah?
Like,
you mean on Beit Sadaf Beis? On Beit Sadaf Beis? Yeah, right, that there's no Muktzah at all. So it could be that that sheet just rejects all of the above. The question is, what did he reject and what did he not reject? So I'm going to read from the Aruch HaShulchan. I'm going to read for about 2 minutes. Because the Aruch HaShulchan has the standard Mahalach, which is a beautiful Mahalach, in Simin Shin Ches, Sifim Yud Beis, and Yud, excuse me, not Sifim Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Sifim Dalid, and Sifim Hei. Hine Kfar Ba'arnu, Bereish Simin Reish Mem Gimel, Vishvusei Shabbos, Ein Adomos, L'Kol Yisurei D'Rabbanim. The Aruch HaShulchan's approach is that the Torah gives us a mitzvah of Shabboson, and the Ramban famously describes Shabboson is not just simply that the Torah's mandate to rest, but the Torah was masru l'chachamim, it was given over to the Chachamim to define the parameters. And so therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, v'shahanevim hiziru al shusim v'kar l'chul Shabbos, ובשעס מתן תורה ציווה לנו משה רבינו לכל שבוסי שבס על פי השם והתורה קלה בלושן תשעוס דבלו השבוסים אין כאן שביסת כלל. And he points out beautifully the Aruch HaShulchan that the Rambam in Perek of Gimel that begins Hilchos Muktzah is actually at the end of Perek of Gimel that starts with all the Shvusei Derabbanan. So Perek of Gimel begins with the Shvusei Derabbanan and it ends with an introduction to Muktzah, and Perich of Dalid then follows with all the details of Muktzah. So it sounds like this is all part of the regular Shavuos Rabban, which is all included in the Pasuk of Tishvos. Ulufizah, claims Aruch HaShulchan, Gami Surei Muktzah Hayim Me'osh Nitin Torah. Even all Muktzah was from the time Torah was given, Vayedinim Az Ka'achar Shechazu V'etiru, V'chazu V'etiru. But what? The Dinei Muktzah were given in Torah was with all of the halachos after Nechemya was matir. In other words, Nechemya added more gezeros. Nechemya added more gezeros. But prior to Nechemya, there was muktzah, and the muktzah that we have, the iser tiltel that we have today, is all part of that original din. If that's so, this is how the Aruch HaShulchan learns. So if that's so, what emerges is we have possibly the following. We could put together all the Gemaras from the perspective of the Aruch HaShulchan. From the perspective of the Aruch HaShulchan, it seems to me as follows. Dine, mina, all the halachos and muksa, including Gzeiras, Kalim, and so on and so forth, were all part, Moshe, Misinai, they're all part of the pasuk of Shabbosam. It could very well be that you need the pasuk Vahaya b'yom ashishi hechinu aser sher yaviu for another reason. And that is, the Chassam Sofer points out in his Akdama to Maseches Beitza, the Chassam Sofer says that there are two categories of muksa. There's muksa that's aser b'tiltul, and then there's muksa that's aser b'achila. What's the pasuk talking about? It's talking about the month. Vahaya b'yom ashishi hechinu aser sher yaviu. So that is a separate pasuk. But everything else is under the pasuk of Tishbos, and that includes all of the gzeros of Tiltul. So now, do any of the Gemaras contradict each other? No. The Gemara in Beitza on Daf Beis is talking about the Isser Achila. It's talking about the Isser Achila. There's an opinion in Psachim Amem Zayin Amem Beis that says the Muktzah is Doraisa. What's that talking about? That's talking about possibly the Isser Achila. That's how the Tzam Sofer comes out in his Akdama. And then you have two Gemaras that already are part, argues the Aruch HaShulchan, part of the Psukim of Tishbos. And what are those? You have already from the time of David and Shlomo there was an Isser Muktzah because it comes Mimoshe Misinai. And then the Gemara with Nehemiah, all the Gemara in Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, is describing the Gzeros of Nehemiah, and it happens to be that that's the best way to figure out what was at Har Sinai, because whatever they were Chazru V'etiru, the Chazru V'etiru is the Mesoras HaMuktzah that already goes back to Sinai. Ad Kan Divrei Ha'aruch HaShulchan. So far, so good, Rabbosai.
Where's the Azara?
What's that?
The Gemara said that maybe it's going to is Azara.
Correct. Correct. No, so it's not the Azara for Tiltul. It's only the Azara for Achila. Shabbosam. Tishbos. It's all of the all includes all the Xeris Tiltul. Correct. Correct. Now, Mahalach number two that I...
It's for Achila.
Yes.
What is, like, the English would be this for Achila versus Tiltul?
Right, Isser Achila would be that when you have a bit. What are we talking about by Meitzah Shenol de B'yamtiv? We're not talking about, the Chassam Sofer points out, being metal to the Beitza. We're talking about whether you're allowed to eat the Beitza. So what are we talking about? We're talking about that on Shabbos, you should go into Shabbos, helping your wife prepare the challenge and so on and so forth. Everything should be prepared going into Shabbos. Things that weren't prepared, that's going to be aser. Okay? So that's the Mahalach. I would just put into a separate category the Chassam Sofer outside of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Chassam Sofer by himself stands by himself. The Chassam Sofer points out, he has the pasuk of Ve'chinu es asher yaviu, that's going to be one thing, and Isser Tiltul is going to be something else. So you could even put the Chassam Sofer standing alone as another Mahalach, or you could put the Chassam Sofer together, it would seem to me, with the Aruch HaShulchan. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav has a brilliant observation. The Balatanya has a brilliant observation. And his observation, I think, if you put together the world of Vilna with the world of Lubavitch, you'll have an amazing thing that comes out, which is a different mahalach. Shulchan Aruch HaRav starts with a halachic observation. And he says that the gzeira of Nehemiah might not be related at all to the story with David and Shlomo HaMelech. He says, what was the case? Avi Meis Mutol B'Chama. Avi Meis, a dead body, is what we call Muktzah Machmas Gufa. It's Muktzah Machmas Gufa. Muktzah Machmas Gufa is one category, as we're going to see as we begin the Beis Yosef. That's one category of Muktzah. And then there's another category. And those are other Isurei Muksa. For example, Kli Shemalachto L'Isur. Other Isurei Tiltul Kelim. What's the difference between the two? Well, when it comes to take Kli Shemalachto L'Isur, Kli Shemalachto L'Isur, why is it Asur? Bepashtus. let's examine, of course, the heterim of klishanach l'isar tzarek gufo l'tzarek makom. What is pshat? That you're allowed to be metaltal of klishanach l'isar tzarek gufo if you need it itself, or for a sum that's mutter, or you need its place. So, poshet pshat, which is probably halacha l'maisa as well, is that the svar of klishanach l'isar tzarek gufo l'tzarek makomo is that the reason why it's usher to be metaltal of klishanach l'isar is we're afraid you're going to come to do malacha. If we're afraid you're going to come to do malacha, so then it's aser only if you're using it in a way that might make you, might bring you to do malacha. But if it's a tzarech mekamo, so then you're not going to come malacha. It's a tzarech gufo, you're not going to come malacha. So then klisha malacha l'iser is going to be mutter. Point being that klisha malacha l'iser, it's an iser, is entirely different than the iser of muktza machmas gufo. What is the source of muktza machmas gufo? So that point, the Balatanya makes Shin Ches Sifkot and Yudzayin in the Shulchan Aruch Harach. Of course, that explains how you could have Zeras Nechemia, and Nechemia makes believe as if there was no Chas V'Chalila, David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech. There's no reference. Kol HaKelim has no reference to everything that's going on. The answer is there are two different worlds. Everybody calls it Muktza. But really, according to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, I would like to taina that there should be this, the correct way, we have to speak to Rav Eliada, SCP, the correct way to be magdir these halachas is there's two different worlds of halach over here. There's something called muktza that's set aside, and it's a, in other words, it's not designated for use on Shabbos, and therefore it's aser. That's what we call muktza nachmas gufo. And then there's gzeiras tiltel, a gzeira of tiltel, that we're afraid that you're going to come, if you're going to be metaltalit, something bad is going to happen. That's not why muktza machmas gufo is also. That's a different category. That's the sugya on that flamin on the base. Azoy zok de balatani. In Vilna, the Chaye Adam wrote, in klal samach vav ois aleph, he begins ochos muktza, and then he says something misameach, Rabbi said. A big chiddush. V'nirali lahoysif oitam, Shekivon Sherol Chachonim Lesor Muktza Mitan Maniskarim Samchu Devreim Alaposuk Veichinu Es Asher Yaviyu Diikaman De Amar Beposuk Zeh Psachib Samach Zayin De Muktza Uda Reisa Kivon Shlo Yemucham Erev Shabbos Vilachin After Lo Kaimel Anach. Even though we pass the Muktza is only Derabbanon, by the way, Derabbanon, but that's not the words that the Gemara uses. The Gemara doesn't call it Derabbanon. The Gemara calls it Gzeira. So he says, some qual posib zesh lola tautal el mashahu chamer Shabbos. Zot de chaye adam enachanam. Vechinu es asher yaviyu is probably an asmachta. It's only a din derabbanan. Not like the chiluk of the chsam sefer that maybe achilas muktza is going to be aser min haTorah, but tiltal is only mid derabbanan. Comes along the chaye adam and says it could be that everything is derabbanan. And we don't pass him like that man domer. But there's a man d'amar that holds that staraisa because we have pasuk ve'chinu es asher yaviyu. What's that pasuk telling me? Chayyadim, what's a chayyadim talking about? Chayyadim is talking about those things that you're going to use on Shabbos have to be already designated for use. So therefore a rock that hasn't been designated for use, that's also al t'muk samach mas gufa. It would seem to me that the chayyadim and the balatanya really fit in beautifully. Dahainu. That what we're saying is that you have these two categories. One is the gzeira of Nechemia. That was gzeira Nechemia. Maybe, ulai v'ulai, unlike Aruch HaShulchan, it was Nechemia that started the gzeira stiltel. Ulai v'ulai. That Nechemia started the gzeira stiltel. The pasuk, ve'ichinu es asher yaviyu in the asmachta, maybe that goes back already, Moshe Misinai. But gzeira stiltel is a different category. And that, if you put together the Balatanya and the Chaye Adam, that's what would emerge. To summarize, what do we have? We have four Gemaras. We remember them, those four Gemaras. We have three different Mahalchim from the Achronim in terms of how to deal with the fact that one Gemara says Doraisa, one says Gzeira, the other seems to be Dorabon. Which one, what's going on? So the Mahalach, the general Mahalach that's quoted is the Mahalach of Aruch HaShulchan. That Aruch HaShulchan says that Nechemia's ultimate conclusion was what Moshe Rabbeinu really was part of, or the mitzvah of Tishbos, and whether it's Doraisa or Derabbanan, but it all goes back to this Masoris Moshe Mi-Sinai. And like the Rambam seems to say, here the Aruch HaShulchan is very Mukhrach. Like the Rambam says that you in Perakov Gimel there are Shvusim Dirabbanan, all from the Pasuk of Tishbos. The Ramban learns that's all from the Pasuk of Tishbos, and the Rambam then goes on and begins Hilchos Muktzah. So that's how it sounds. That's all part of that Havana of Tishbos. And then you have the Gzeiris Nechemya. Or another understanding, it's Tzvei Dinim. Tzvei Dinim. There's really, it shouldn't be called Hilchos Muktzah. Most of what we're going to be learning is Hilchos Gzeiras Tiltol. Gzeiras Tiltol. And that's the answer to the Gemara on Lamed Amud Beis versus the Gemara on Kuf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. Then, when we're talking about Hilchos Muktzah, which is based on Pasim Echim Nesh Asher Yavil, is a man that holds it to a Raisa. We can pass it to the Rabbanim, but that doesn't take away the fact that there's two separate din. And the Chassam Sofer says that you have to keep in mind that when we're learning the Sefer Beitzah, that's talking about the Yisra Achila, and when you're learning Hilchos Muktzah, when we talk about Hilchos Muktzah 99% of the time, that's Gzeiras Esur Tiltul, and that's going to be entirely different thing. By the way, the Chassam Sofer says in Nafkamina, Isser Negia. I'll give you a hint. One of Rav Eliada's questions is, are you allowed to lean against the car on Shabbos? So the answer to that question is, that's mutter. There's no Isser of leaning against the car on Shabbos. Negia is mutter. The Isser is to be metaltel. To be metaltel, which is us. It says the Chassam Sofer, if we're talking about the Isser Achila, so whenever you have an Isser Achila, it's Doraisa, that you're also not allowed to touch. Chametz for Pesach. You're not allowed to touch the Chametz for Pesach midrabban. So we're talking about the Yisra Achila. So then in such a case, then you can have an Yisra Negiyah. But that's one, and that's the Yisra Achila. But Tiltul is Dafka Tiltul, which is going to be also. V'harai, we're even Matir Tiltul, if it's not going to keep bring you to Malacha. But Negiyah, they never made Aser. I'll take Rabari's question, and then maybe you'll tell me if you agree that I think it fits beautifully in the Rambam. Yes, go ahead.
Just to clarify, so that according to Aruch HaShulchan, Ezra Nechemya's, according to Nechemya,
yes,
his opinion of Zera was on the Tiltul, but everything else was, from Tishbos, but there's also Achila.
That's right. Tishbos will include, could include everything. Or the Aruch HaShulchan is not talking about Achila. No, it's possible that the Aruch HaShulchan, Vahaya Bayom Ashishi, that pasuk is talking about Achila, and he'll agree with the Chassam Sofer's two categories. Aruch HaShulchan is not miyaches to that.
What would be an example of Achila?
Beitza Shenolda Biyomtov is aser for you to eat.
Any other example of Beitza Shenolda?
No. A fruit, exactly. A fruit that was hanging on a tree that comes off would also be aser. Now, there's a lot to discuss in the Rambam and the Ravid, and we're almost out of time. But let me just read to you the words of the Rambam, and Mirtz Hashem, in the right time, we'll get back to it. Oh, I said Perichov Gimel, I meant to say Perichov Dalid in the Rambam. I apologize. The Rambam discusses Shvusim and Perichov Dalid, and he continues with Hilchos Muktzah and Perichov Hei. So in the end of Perichov Dalid, the Rambam says the following. This is how he introduces Muktzah. Asu chacham l'taltum mixas dvarim b'shabes k'derek shu'osa b'chol. U'mipnei ma nogu b'isir zeh. And the Rambam asks, why did Chazal introduce this Isser? And he gives three reasons. We're going to focus on the first two. Amru. U'ma im hishiru nevi'im b'tzivu shalo yeluchach b'shabes k'iluchach b'chol v'lo sichas ha'shabes k'sichas ha'chol. Shenemar v'daber davar. Just like the Navi in Yeshayahu told us that you're speech on Shabbos should be different. Kal v'chaymer shelo yu tiltul b'Shabbos k'tiltul chol. So certainly your tiltul on Shabbos should be different than your tiltul on chol. Why? K'dei shelo yeh k'yom chol be'enav. So it shouldn't be like a regular weekday. And he goes on to describe. Then the Rambam says, v'oit k'shi yivaker v'yitaltul kelim shemalachon le'isser efshur she'yisasek be'ma'at v'yovoy lidei malachma. Rambam Sach HaKol gives three reasons for the Isser of Muktzah. By the way, the Ravid says that the Rambam missed the Beferish Gemara. The Gemara in Kuf Chav Dalet on the Bay says that the Isser of Muktzah is really because we're afraid you're going to come to do Hotza'ah. So he wonders why the Rambam didn't mention that. That's for a separate discussion. But at the end of the day, the Rambam, the first of his two reasons, his first one says that your tiltal on Shabbos shouldn't be like your tiltal on Chol, and the second one the Rambam says is that you shouldn't come l'day Iser with your tiltal. In other words, to be Osik in Malacha. It would seem to me that these two categories that we're introducing, the category of Muktzah Machmas Gufa, which stems from the Pasuk V'Echinu Es Asher Yaviu, according to the Chai Adam and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, versus the category of Zeiras Tiltal, is alluded to in these two Tamim of the Rambam. The reason why the Rambam gave two Tamim is the Rambam is pointing out that Muktzah Machmas Gufa is based on the idea that on Shabbos you're not supposed to be taking raw material, material that was Muktzah in the noun, that was designated, it wasn't prepared before Shabbos. Only things that you should be metaltel, listen closely there, Rabosa, this is the Musar going into Shabbos. The only things that you should be metaltel on Shabbos at all are those things that are necessary for Shabbos. Everything, the entire Isaskus of Shabbos is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the entire Isaskus. And therefore, those things that weren't prepared before Shabbos, there's no reason to be metaltel. That's the category Muktzah Machmas Gufo. And then you have the other category, that's Gzeres Totel, Shema Yovel Lidei Malacha, and that's the category of Nechemya. Maybe the Rambam himself is alluding to these two categories in the Rambam's two reasons. Okay, this is the Hakdama. The Mirtz Hashem will jump in further next week, and on Monday night, we'll begin the halachos together. Wishing everybody a beautiful Shabbat. On Sunday night, excuse me. In Mirtz Hashem.
Is this going to be Lent?
We'll probably be following the pattern of... We'll probably be thinking that... no one should feel pressured that...
You can't come Sunday night. You mean you're supposed to have some time.
Correct. Shekoach. I would argue that it falls into the category of Muktzah Machmas Gufo. In other words, it's not. It's the. There are actually even shittos that hold.